here's what you need to know.
Got to let you know.
And when we need to know what is happening around the Gold Coast, we go straight to the newsroom with Rod McLeod. And Rod, we'll get to this. New South Wales have an election on this weekend, which means Tweed residents need to vote. But first up, the rental crisis. It deepens, it continues.
Yeah, the Reserve Bank has just released figures. They're not enthusiastic about the rental crisis easing anytime soon, according to a new report. The skyrocketing prices and the low vacancy rates are going to be sticking around for a couple of years at least. And that's being exacerbated by the fact we haven't got supply, we haven't got the land, we haven't got the building materials.
Excuse me.
We haven't got a lot of things to remedy this situation.
Well, didn't they have a talk fest the other day where they got everybody, all the smart people together to try and work out what the solution is? What came out of that?
Nothing. Okay. Queensland government's going to be having another chat about it next week, apparently, and some lovely ice vovos will be served with that talk.
This is serious. I need to get something happening with it.
Yes, a reminder for Tweed residents. Tomorrow, we're off to the polls. I am one of the Tweed residents in New South Wales state election.
Yep.
Dominic Berrette v Chris Minns. And there is speculation that it'll be a very, very tight electoral race tomorrow between those two.
Okay, so if you don't, if you don't vote, what happens?
Yeah, it's a fine. I believe there is the fine involved if you don't vote, but there's at least 11,000 people on the Tweed who've said, nah, can't be bothered. I'll do a pre-poll, which is there are a couple of pre-polling stations around the Tweed.
Have you done that?
I have intended to go there, but yeah, Haven't got round to doing it. So I'll be off to the polls tomorrow.
And hopefully there'll be good democracy sausage floating around somewhere.
I reckon a couple.
Yeah, good.
And expect to see a few more bikes around the schools today, because today is National Ride to School Day.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so it's basically encouraging the kiddies to get active, jump on the bike, and make sure you wear the helmet, of course. Yeah. Mums and dads, yep, Put the helmets on before they venture out. So, it's just basically encouraging school kids to get far more active.
And this is a good heads up for everyone driving around the Gold Coast. Just be aware there might be more kids on bikes.
Exactly.
Did you ride to school back in the day?
I did ride to school. My 5-speed dragster with a gear stick that also doubled as a handball.
Oh.
I used to pull the knob off stick, and we used it as a handball.
I love that. We loved riding to school when it was bin morning.
You'd ride
along and you'd get bang, the leg goes out. So, not really a good thing to do. That is it, Rod.
That's it.
And that is what you need to know.